Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
I saw a headline earlier that said, you know, calling President Xi a dictator could harm U.S. relations with China. And I had to chuckle. I actually laughed out loud because, obviously, I mean, this is exactly the kind of thing, you know, hey, we got to call him as we see him. You know, in the world, sometimes you got to call balls and strikes. There's just no doubt about it. And folks, you know, if you back down on things like that, well, you know, I mean, because this is all under the umbrella right now of people out there marching, thousands and thousands of people against Israel, calling Israel the most heinous things, war criminals and this kind of thing. And Joe Biden makes one statement about President Xi. And it's like, well, we're going to be lost, forever lost. Well, folks, I don't know about that. We'll talk about that a little bit here on the program this morning. It is the Friday edition. We've made it to Friday, everybody. Hope that your morning is going well. Hope that you have a great day ahead of you. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you, of course. And, of course, the telephone number, if you'd like to call in and be part of the program this morning, is 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. You can also head over to my home website of KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send me a direct message, simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you're off and running from there. You can also find me there on Facebook and also on X as well. And you can subscribe to my podcast, do all kinds of great stuff right there. And also, we've got those live streams as well. We've got the live streams, of course, from our home station of AM 860 The Answer there in Tampa, Florida. We've also got the GCN streams. GCN, of course, distributes the program out to our great AM and FM affiliates. And then as well, you can find the podcast, at least my podcast, on the different podcast platforms like Google Podcasts, also Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and many others as well. And, of course, our podcast home, KyleWarrenShow.podbean.com. And one person that went over this morning and sent us a direct message already, even right before the show began, we've got Richard the Marine up there from his central vantage point on the coast of, on the central coast of Oregon, his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon. We're going to be talking about, of course, the weather coming up later on in the Trucker Traveler Report. But he gives us kind of a preview here. He says, good morning, Mr. Kyle. 49 degrees, cloudy and calm winds. Really enjoying the program every night. Hope all is well. Simplify, Richard. Well, Richard, simplify to you as well. We really appreciate the message. And that gets me going here in the very first segment of the Friday edition of the program. So let me tell you this as well. On the program this morning, we'll be talking with Denise Simon, of course, our good friend, in the third hour of the program. That is going to be coming up soon, of course. And then in hour number four, we're going to talk with our good friend Frank Silvato from UndergroundUSA.com and, of course, author of the book Nullification. And we had some pretty good calls when Frank was on on Monday. And I'm sure that we'll have the same kind of situation tonight. So, and we get great calls with Denise, by the way, too. It's always fun. And it means a lot to me and, of course, also to our regular contributors when we see those phone lines light up. It's really, really inspiring, and it's really encouraging as well. So we're glad to be getting your telephone calls, glad to be getting your direct messages. I've got a couple other messages here I'm going to get to as we go through the program this morning. And we've had a lot of fun this week. We really have had a lot of fun this week. So speaking of fun, and we will talk about the dictator remark here in just a little bit. But speaking of fun, guess what, folks? This, according to Newsmax, the Department of Justice is not expected to charge Biden for classified documents. Now, let me get this straight. We've got this whole big problem with Donald Trump, right, and the classified documents affair, as it were. And Joe Biden had his documents in the garage by the Corvette. They were seen in pictures as he was backing the Corvette, you know, back into the garage and this kind of thing. And so if you really wanted, and of course, the Penn Biden Center, basically, they also had the classified documents. And then this launched this whole big thing of different politicians. You had former Vice President Mike Pence. He did a big search for this. They found a couple and they turned them in. And everybody's trying to get out ahead of the document scandal that could be brewing for them, literally behind, you know, some filing cabinet somewhere. And of course, with Donald Trump, this is a big deal. They raided Mar-a-Lago for this. They came in and they went through all of Melania's clothes and all this stuff. And Joe Biden, though, probably nothing really is going to happen here. This from Newsmax, Department of Justice Special Counsel Robert K. Herr's office is not expected to bring charges against Joe Biden for mishandling classified documents when he was vice president. Two anonymous sources informed CNN that Herr and his team were compiling a detailed review that lays into the now president for mishandling the materials per a Thursday report by the outlet. Herr's team estimates its report will be completed by the end of this year. And then referrals for charges are not expected to be included in the review. And the files in question were discovered at Biden's residence in Greenville, Delaware, and at his office at the Penn Biden Center in Washington, D.C. A report earlier in the day by the Wall Street Journal, also citing anonymous sources, was the first to note that charges against Biden were unlikely as the case draws to a close. So, folks, all I can say, it's your tax dollars at work, and we are striving in this country to maintain the double standard, okay? Well, it is Friday. I'm not going to let all this get me down. We are going to have fun this morning on the program, no matter what, but we have a lot of serious things to tell you about as well, so please do stay right there because we are coming right back. Don't go anywhere.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we're racing through the Friday edition of the program. It is early Friday morning. We are live, by the way, in the overnights across America. This is what we do because this is what you do. Whatever you're doing out there, if you're in a big rig, if you're making deliveries, if you're a law enforcement first responder, if you're working a shift, if you're working your job, if you're just up with us in the morning, to come to the nexus of news and political talk in the overnights across the country. We're glad that you're there, and we're glad that you've chosen to spend some time with us here this morning. And, by the way, for the Trucker Traveler Report coming up in a little bit, we got another great song, couple songs picked out for tonight. And I think you'll like them. They're kind of different, the two of them, but I think you'll like them none the same. One of them you probably haven't heard a lot lately, but definitely a classic, and we always strive to bring on a classic song if we can. All right, so just to finish up, if you or I had a classified document by mistake in our glove compartment or something like that, they'd throw the book at you and me, and they would never, ever look back, and they'd make an example of us, right? That's exactly what would happen. Well, that's what they're trying to do to Trump, but we don't need to do this to Biden, I guess. It's just too much. It's just too much. Well, we've also got, of course, this notion now, of course, that the judge in New York has now lifted the Trump gag order. We'll do a little politics here at the beginning of the show tonight, and then we'll move into some of the more geopolitical issues. But this from Fox News: New York judge lifts Trump gag order in civil fraud trial over free speech concerns. Over what? What? Wait, did we hear that right? Over free speech concerns. Because, well, it's the United States of America. New York judge has lifted the gag order imposed on former President Donald Trump in his civil fraud trial, stemming from Attorney General Letitia James's lawsuit against him and the Trump Organization. And for those of you just joining us, remember, Letitia James, she campaigned on the idea of going after a politician, in this case, Donald Trump. But that's almost unprecedented in and of itself in the United States of America, because typically you don't say, elect me and I will find something and I will bring this person down no matter what. This is the end-all, the be-all to my existence. I will prosecute and I will do it and just put me in office. Well, that's extraordinary in the extreme, because that's not really the way that our system works. I guess it's the way that some people can try to work it, but it's not the way our system works. Citing concerns over free speech, appeals court judge David Friedman issued a stay on the order Thursday, which was put in place by Judge Arthur Engoron in October. Engoron, who was overseeing Trump's trial, imposed the partial gag order to block all parties from making derogatory statements about his court or about his court staff. He fined Trump $5,000 for violating the order on social media on October 20th and did so again on October 25th for another $10,000 before threatening imprisonment if further violations were committed. At Thursday's emergency hearing, Friedman questioned Engoron's authority to limit Trump's speech outside the courtroom and argued gag orders were used more in criminal trials where there is a fear of swaying a jury. The ruling also applies to Trump's lawyers, who say they have no plans to inhibit the former president's First Amendment rights. Trump celebrated the ruling in a post on Truth Social in which he rallied against Engoron. So they are, again, able to, and Trump and his staff able to say what they want. And, of course, that's all, in many ways, it's the eye of the beholder. You want to be able to talk freely. You want to be able to say things. You also have to pick what you want to say, depending on how you want to influence people as well. So whether you like Trump, don't like Trump, want to vote for him, or don't want him to run, this particular gag order seemed to be in the extreme. So if you simply take the name Trump out of it and put in politician so-and-so or just politician A, it all becomes a little more clear, doesn't it? Because that way we see that, well, wait a minute, you know, in this country we still do have and will hopefully always have the ability to say what comes to our mind, and if the court doesn't like it or if another entity doesn't like it, well, then the answer to that typically is more speech. And again, I understand the criminal proceedings, swaying the jury, this kind of stuff. The gag orders are not uncommon, and they're not unprecedented, and they're not illegal. But in this case, especially because of the political nature of all this, it does smack very badly for the general public. And that's another reason why, in so many ways, these trials and these court cases probably should be on camera, so people have the ability to they have the ability to watch for themselves, draw their own conclusions. All right, well, it's that time of the morning, folks. We're going to go over to line one. We've got Bob and Vanny on line one. Bob, what is on your mind this morning?
What is on my mind is the means to save this country.
Okay.
What's on my mind is the $1.99 a gallon diesel and gasoline. Getting that oil from Venezuela, from President Maduro, you owe it to us. We're taking care of 3 million illegal immigrants from Venezuela. And I want to get paid. And I want to get paid in oil. And I want millions of gallons of your oil to go only 2,000 miles across the Caribbean to the refineries in Texas. And I want to increase the supply over the demand. You know, I went to Wharton, and we've got to and I'm the only one, not a politician, but I am acting president.
I was going to ask you about that. That's right, because you mentioned the other night that you are the acting president of the United States, which is...
President Kennedy.
By President Kennedy had somehow bestowed this upon you.
And I have dreams where President Kennedy visits me in the dream, and we talk about these things. And and I called up the Teamsters Union yesterday to see if they would endorse me for president, and gave them my number.
Okay.
Call me back. If I can be endorsed by the Teamsters Union, I'm on my way to getting elected a year from now. And I said, you know what? If I'm the president, these characters who are running for president, all these candidates and everything, they don't know what to do. I know what to do. We're being destroyed by hyperinflation on purpose, which destroyed the Weimar Republic and led in 1932 and led in 1933 to Hitler with his German National Socialist Workers' Party, which now is running the Democratic Party.
Well, I want to ask you this. I want to ask you this, though, because this is incredibly interesting, right? Now you called the Teamsters Union, and you're seeking their endorsement. Did you explain to them about President Kennedy and the dreams? I'm just curious if because...
Oh, yeah. I let them know that President Kennedy said to me, Bob, we don't have a president. Trump, forget about him. Biden, forget about him. Forget about these clowns that are running for president, these politicians.
Okay.
And what ideas do they have? The most important thing that I can do for this country is get President Maduro of Venezuela to help to save the United States of America. Because
will he do that? Will President Maduro of Venezuela do that?
Venezuela has more oil than any country in the world, more than Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia is 9,000 nautical miles away. They don't want to help us. But President Maduro, you have more oil than any other country in the world. And you owe us. We're spending billions to take care of 3 million illegal immigrants from your country. They're good people. A lot of them want to work hard. I don't mind taking care of them. But I want to get paid.
Okay.
And you got the oil. And
well,
I want
oil. Have you considered contacting Maduro directly? And just because if you're the acting president of the United States, it seems that that would be the way to go. And well, I don't know why you're worrying about the election.
I don't have his phone number.
Okay.
But I made contact with speaking about this, and Joe Biden badmouthed him.
Okay.
And he said, well, I'm going to give Chevron permission to drill your oil. And
all right,
Maduro said, I don't want to talk to you. You badmouthed.
All right, we're heading to the break. I got a couple more questions for you, Bob, so hang on. We're going to head on through the break to the bottom of the hour.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
U.S. USA News Update. Israeli forces have reported that a hostage abducted by Hamas has been found dead in a structure near Gaza's main hospital. The victim was taken from her home on October 7th during Hamas's attack on Israel. Additionally, Israeli forces discovered weapons and grenades in the same structure where her body was found. President Biden said during the APEC CEO summit in San Francisco that a stable relationship between the U.S. and China is beneficial for the world economy.
It makes sense to work together. We've committed to work together. We're going to continue our commitment to diplomacy, avoid surprises, prevent misunderstandings.
TikTok influencer and anti-Israeli activist Lynn Atkins told her thousands of followers to read bin Laden's letter, and her video garnered over 800,000 views. The letter called for revenge against the Jewish people. Dave Collins, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. We got the phone lines lighting up. This is great. It is Friday morning, and our phone lines are jamming up. This is really stupendously great, everybody. Welcome back, of course. Kyle Warren with you. And the telephone line is 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. If you'd like to call in and be part of the program this morning, here we are at the bottom of the hour segment. When we come out of this segment, we'll be ready for our first Trucker and Traveler report of the morning. And as I said, we got a great song lined up for you. But let's head back over to the telephone line. We've got a couple of people hanging on. But I do have one other question. This is for Bob in Banning. Good morning again, Bob. Are you there?
Yeah. I'm
okay. Good. Okay, great. All right. So my question is, you know, how do you think the voters, you know, are going to react to the basis for your reason for, I don't know if you filed to run for president yet, but you're telling us you're running for president. How do you think that they will react to the story about the dreams and John F. Kennedy and so forth?
Well, I think people that had their dreams, and I think there's enough people who remember John F. Kennedy. And basically the main message to the Congress and the American people to restore the check.
Okay, you keep going. We lost you there a little bit. Are you still there? Robin Banning, come on back.
They're interfering with my phone call.
Okay. I hope not. It's not on our end. We're not trying to interfere with them.
Coming on.
Okay. Tell you what, hold on there for a minute, Bob. We're going to head over to line two for a second. We got John in Sarasota. Good morning, John in Sarasota.
Good morning, Kyle. I just wanted to, as you say, opine for a minute.
Sure.
I have been contacted by Ronald Reagan in a dream this past week. And though I have not gone to the Wharton School, I've been to the School of Hard Knocks, and Mr. Ronald Reagan contacted me, and he told me that I could take care of Bonzo for him. And with that being said, he also said I should run for president.
Well, and the more the merrier at this point.
Absolutely. I was listening to your show last night. The gentleman who was just speaking couldn't even pronounce Byron Donaldson's name more than one or two times. And I think prior to him calling, I had mentioned Byron Donaldson. And I think his comments were to make him the Speaker of the House.
That's correct.
Because
yes.
He's an Afro-American.
Mm-hmm.
And that being an Afro-American, we would be able to get back the Democratic Party as such because he's an Afro-American. And I like what you interjected about how that doesn't play a part, so to speak, in mm-hmm. politics or
thank you, yes.
in how people are elected. And I remember this. I have a very good memory. You know, they did the same thing with President Barack Obama. And then after he was president, the Afro-American population said that he sold them down the river, if I remember correctly. And that's not my words. That was their words. So I think what's going to happen is Byron Donaldson, if you're, you know, I don't know if you're located in Florida, but Matt Gaetz, Byron Donaldson, we have some good people here. I do believe that, you know, our little neck of the woods here with DeSantis and all is kind of being held in high standards. But, you know, again, every day we have these conversations, and every day it's we are getting deeper and deeper into embarrassment, like you had mentioned earlier with calling, what's his name, a dictator.
Right.
You know, Kyle, we could go on forever. I think we know the situations. I think everybody sees them for what they're worth. But again, why would anybody be persuaded? I think the hatred to Donald Trump is more to be the persuasion of voting for mm-hmm. Joe Biden again than anything. And, you know, he got a slap on the hands, like you had mentioned, for the documents. I think he's going to walk free. His son's going to walk free. I think his brother's going to walk free. I think they did a great job of producing evidence. I think they have substantial, you know, solid evidence. But like Donald Trump said, it's a deep swamp. So,
right, exactly.
I only hope for the best at this point.
Well, I
only hope for the best.
Indeed.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, I appreciate the call very much. We got someone holding over on line three. I'd like to get them in here before we go to the break. But John in Sarasota, I appreciate your comments very much. Especially about some of the fireworks that were going on last night. I do appreciate it and hope to talk to you again real soon.
Okay. You have a good weekend, my friend.
You too. Thanks, John. All right. John in Sarasota, everybody. All right. Let's head over here to line number three. And you're on the program this morning. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi.
Yes.
This is Ron.
Hey, Ron.
I'm below Sarasota a little bit. You know, Kyle, I just want to let you know how much I appreciate your energy and the programming. And I just really honestly wanted to wish you a happy holiday with Thanksgiving.
Well, thank
and
you.
To all your listeners, I hope each and every one of you listening have a special time, whatever you find yourself doing.
Wow. I just really appreciate that so much, Ron. That just makes my day. It really does. I appreciate it. And would you like to comment on anything else this morning?
No, I think I, you know, got what I needed out.
Very cool.
I appreciate it.
Well, Ron, in this, near Sarasota, thanks again. And you have a great holiday as well. Happy Thanksgiving. Take care.
Thank you.
All right. There's Ron there in Sarasota. I appreciate that. And, you know, that really does do my heart a lot of good. One of the things that we really like about this program is the fact that, you know, we get callers and, you know, they talk about the things that are important to them or reacting to the day's stories, and we get to have a really good conversation with people. And I think that is really edifying, I think, overall, especially in today's world. And to get a compliment like that and good wishes and well wishes like that really does me a lot of good. We've got some others as well that have come in from direct messages or otherwise, and lots of encouragement. And I just, you know, from the bottom of my heart, thank you. Thank you so much. I really, really appreciate it. We're going to try one more time here with Bob and Banning. Bob and Banning, are you still there?
Yeah, and I'm sort of shocked by these people coming on and knocking me off the air.
Oh, they weren't. No. Nobody knocked you off the air. Nobody knocked you off the air. We were having some problem, or there was some problem on your end, or a connection, or something. But if it goes kind of dead on us, we're going to move to the other callers. Exactly.
I mean, electronically, they're trying to block me because the thing is, I've got the answer for the answer out of wonderful Tampa, Florida, with Joe Weaver.
Okay.
Listening on the phone. And thank you, Joe Weaver.
Okay.
So getting back to what I was saying about the imperative of the most important thing that can be done for this country is getting $1.99 a gallon diesel for the truckers and knocking out hyperinflation overnight, saving my country from going way of the Weimar Republic.
Okay.
Saving my country from the National Socialist Workers' Party of the Democrats. Getting my Republicans and getting Speaker Byron Donalds to be in there.
Okay.
To cut, and he's listening to me, and he's listening, and the other Republicans of the Freedom Caucus are listening.
Okay.
They agree with me that we need to bring back the Kennedy program of...
Well, Kennedy was phenomenal. There's no doubt about that. And we don't even really know. Go ahead.
The Kennedy program is cutting taxes, cutting spending, bringing troops home out of harm's way. 3-point program.
And that sounds pretty positive.
You cut taxes, you cut spending, you bring the troops home.
Well, I think that's a great idea as well, Bob. You know, we're going to hit the break here, and we're going to head on to the next segment, but I appreciate you calling this morning, and call back anytime, and we're going to talk again soon, but you take care of yourself out there in Banning.
Kyle,
take care.
Kyle, we'll get that $1.99 a gallon diesel from Venezuela.
All right.
And the engine.
All right. Well, thanks again. We got to take off because the news is coming up. And once again, Bob and Banning, always interesting and eliciting other telephone calls this morning. So, folks, stay right there because we are coming right back. And we've got the Trucker Traveler Report, and we've got a great song. We got everything. Stay right there.
We choose truth over facts.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken.
Ripken!
definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. We are racing through this Friday morning edition. We are live. We are here. You are there. And we are very happy about that because we're making this program and building this program for you. We sure appreciate you being there. 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. That's the number if you'd like to call in and be part of the program this morning. And, of course, we've reached the first Trucker Traveler Report. We do that. If you're new to the show, we do that about 10 minutes to the hour. On hours number one and two of the programs, 4 hour program during the week, and a 3 hour program starting at the same time, 2 a.m. Eastern. That all happens on Saturday mornings. Still taking your calls, still talking about the news of the day, still doing all this great stuff. And we're here on Saturday mornings as well. But for this morning, I got a great song, and it's kind of in the way back a little bit. But it's definitely something that's going to make you smile, and because it did make me smile earlier when I found it. And let's get started, folks.
Yeah.
Gopher hole, and after Bill Murray kept trying to off him for the whole movie, and of Caddyshack, of course, that song from Caddyshack, one of the funniest classic now movies really of all time, and the late Ted Knight, right, as the judge, was Judge Smales, I think, and, again, Bill Murray, Chevy Chase, very funny movie. But the big star of the movie, of course, was the Gopher. And and again, you hear this song, you got to be happy. If you see the Gopher, you got to be happy. It's just, this is a great Friday song. I'm just telling you. All right, we do have some weather to tell you about this morning. We're going to start in the state of Florida. So if you're in Orlando, over to Titusville, down through Kissimmee, I think I'm pronouncing that correctly. Somebody may call and correct my pronunciation on that. I sure appreciate that. I hope I pronounced it right. Palm Bay, you've got all kinds of rain there. Leesburg, Ocala, up through Bronson, Gainesville. It doesn't look like we're having any rain in Tampa. This is all kind of northeast of Tampa and Sarasota, of course. But then it's kind of ringing Jacksonville a little bit, so it doesn't look like it's on the radar there right now, but that could change, of course. But if you're in St. Augustine or Palm Coast, definitely have rain. Savannah, Georgia, Charleston, South Carolina, Willington, North Carolina. I'll get that right in a second. You got rain this morning as well. We got various and sundry showers near Indianapolis, Indianapolis, Indiana. It's Friday, folks. And then down through Vincennes. And then up into Michigan, north of Kalamazoo, but Grand Rapids. Looks like you got some rain happening there. Ithaca. And then Traverse City, Cadillac. And then up towards the UP, certainly if you're going across the bridge, and I've gone across that bridge up near Mackinac City and so forth, near Mackinac Island. By the way, if you could ever get to Mackinac Island in Michigan, you will not be sorry. It's a wonderful place to visit. There are no vehicles. Everything's a horse-drawn carriage. The movie Somewhere in Time was filmed there with the big grand hotel. That's there, so you can go see the Grand Hotel. But the rest of the UP looks good this morning. Let's see. We've got a little bit more rain to tell you about, and this is going to be down in Arizona. It's going to be east of Phoenix near Globe and Safford up to St. John's. It's going to go across the border a little bit towards Silver City there in New Mexico. And if you're in Socorro, okay, and you're coming down Interstate 25 south of Socorro, you're going to have rain coming across the road for several miles there. And then it's going to start up again near a place called Truth or Consequences. So that's what we're kind of seeing right now. Oh, and by the way, a little bit of rain outside San Francisco coming in off the bay there this morning. But as Richard the Marine had said, looks like he was doing pretty good, calm winds and so forth. And I think, what was the temperature Richard had said that it was? Looks like it was 48 degrees, cloudy, though, and calm winds. So Richard the Marine, up there on your vantage point from the central coast of Oregon, Semper Fi to you this morning, sir. I think we've got time to try to get a call in here. We've got one of the lines lighting up here. Let's listen in here. We've got a caller. What's your name and where are you calling from? Good morning.
Hey, Kyle. It's Jim Lockwood. I used to have a show on the channel. Do you know what happened to Matt Bruce? He used to be on WGUL.
Yeah, I appreciate the question, and we've gotten several questions about that. And unfortunately, I wouldn't be able to go into any other details than what's already out there in the public forum. But
no, that's okay, buddy. That's fine.
Yeah, I appreciate your call very much.
A new spot, though.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it very much indeed. Thanks again. Thanks for calling.
Yep.
All right. Take care. All right. And once again, folks, the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. And one of the things that we do here to let you know about some of these weather issues and so forth is, you know, we have drivers out there who listen to the program throughout the night, and we always kind of feel like we're riding along in the cab with you if you're going over the road and so forth, and or if you're traveling, and whatever it is that you're doing, we kind of like to make sure that you kind of stay updated on what some of the big major weather things are. And as we go deeper into the fall and now into the winter time, we're also going to be keeping our eye on some of these key mountain passes as well. So we do our best to let you know if it looks like it's going to be snowing in those areas, like if you're coming over 4th of July Pass or Snoqualmie Pass, or if you're going over Donner Pass, and so on, Cabbage. You definitely want to know if it looks like there's snowing there. So whatever the reports we can get, we like to pass them on to you. And then again, just kind of ride along there in the cab with you. And by the way, if you have a song suggestion that you would like to hear during the Traveler and Trucker Report, please feel free to go over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. And simply send me a direct message, or you can call the program and make your suggestion there. And we sure appreciate that. We've got several suggestions over the last several weeks here, and we really appreciate that. Well, folks, we're coming up to the top of the hour. You're going to hear your top of the hour news. We're going to pay a couple of bills, and we're going to come right back for hour number two of the broadcast. So stay right there. We have a lot more to go this morning. Friday morning edition. Kyle Warren with you.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.